this year we just read Tazria this week. It's also Shabbos Hachodesh. The beginning of Tazria talks about the din of Yoledes, that a woman who gives birth and the korbanos that she has to bring. Right, we know that when the Beis Hamikdash is going to be rebuilt, so there's going to have to be a lot of korbanos brought for all the births. This man that there was no Beis Hamikdash. And it says, "Losi may Torah leveinu levas tavi keves ben shnosol leolah ben yanor Torah lechatos pesach or moed el kohen." You have to bring a keves leolah and a ben yona or ben Torah lechatos. So it's korban olah and the korban chatos. So Rashi makes the famous comment based on the Gemara in Zvachim. Echad la'olah v'echad l'chatas lo hikdima ha'kosuv ela l'mikra aval ha'kra v'chatas kodem la'olah. Normally the halakha is that whenever you have to bring a korban chatas and a korban olah together, the chatas takes precedence. Chatas comes first. So the question that the Gemara raises in Zvachim, that Rashi quotes over here, is how come by Yoledes the Ola is mentioned first? Keves ben shnoso la'ola uben yono so la'chatos. So the Gemara says lo hikdima ela l'mikra. Look in the Lechem Bar. Hey, Shatar Amr Asa Ola Kodem Beis Achoshevu Shakula Tol of Ein. Let me crawl. What does that mean? So, take a look in the Gemara in Zvachim, where the source of this halacha is. Second line from the bottom of the pay of the Sadi Amad Aleph. For Khan Ola Kodemis, call three lines on the bottom. Call Mokum Shishnaim Boyim Tachas Chatas Kodemis. For Khan Ola Kodemis. Omar Rava Limikra Higdima Hakosuf. That the Pasuk was Makdim Limikra. So what does that mean, Limikra? Rashi, Shetay Nikrais being in Chiba. First, the Torah wanted, when you read the Torah, you should read about the Ola before the Chatas. But practically, when you bring the Korban, you should bring in the Chatas Kodem La'ola. The Kriyas HaPasuk, you read the Ola before, but the actual Hakrava, the Chatas is before. That's Rashi like. Look at Tosus. Nikrat Dima Tosus. Perish HaKonshu. Shetei Nikres Binyan Tchila. V'teima. Ma Chidushu Zeh. M'farish HaRav Chaim. L'Abdish Tchila. So Chaim, the Baal Tosus says that L'Mikra means that if you have two animals, the Chatas and the Ola, by the Yoledes, so obviously the Chatas is brought on the Mizbeach before the Ola. But before you bring a korban on the mizbeach, you have to be makdishit. You have to verbally declare, "Harei zeh chatas, harei zeh ola." So, in the verbal declaration of being makdish the animal, the ola is hukdash tchila, and then the chatas. And that's why it was put first in the pasuk. Rashi just learned it was put first in the pasuk because Baruch wanted that. That's the way we should read it. We should read about the Ola before the Chatas. We have to understand why. But in the actual Hakrava, the Chatas is called the Ola. So, what's the idea? It's a strange type of thing, because usually when the Torah speaks about something, so the way it speaks about something is the way we're going to perform it in action also. What's this thing? That the Torah wants that when we read the Pasuk, we should read about the Ola before the Chatas. When we mark it, we're going to mark the Chatas called the Ola. Why did the Torah not want us to read about this first? And first of all, what's that in Rabbeinu Chaim? That can you bring the korban to the Mizbeah? First
shake all over. What's the shot?
Well, so the Sefer Akhtri Tevua was one of the classic Hasidic Sfarim we've seen in the past from the Akhtri Tevua. But before we do the Akhtri Tevua, which is a classic Hasidic Sefer, let's first see the Gemara in Brachas on page 6, and then the famous Kedusha Levi, because you can use both of these things to explain this idea here as well. The Gemara in Brachas and our book, the famous Gemara, that children of Adam's Bar. Number of Nazis are used to appear. Children of Mari Alman. Children of the Revolution. Not Seagulls. What is it saying in children of the Revolution? I'm relating to me, I don't think it's still out of the way of my father. That the children of the Revolution, it says, Mika Amcha Yisrael Vayach Lagbar. So in other words, the praise of Kal Yisrael. And what a great nation we are. And then the Torah said that we continue to mean Mishpatach Mishabiru Mishpachai of Yisrael. Does HaKadosh Baruch Hu speak about the praise of Kal Yisrael? So yeah, as it says, Hashem HaMarta HaYom, Hashem HaNircha HaYom. Hashem speaks about the praise of Kal Yisrael. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Hashem HaSisuni Hativ HaAchas Ba'olam, Ani Eschem Hativ HaAchas Ba'olam. Hashem HaSisuni Hativ HaAchas Ba'olam, you made me unique. You speak of my praise, because Kal Yisrael, in their tefillin it says, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. So Hashem reciprocates back, and he says, Mikam Kal Yisrael Goyim Ha'kar. The idea being that each, person here that prays to me and to the Baruch Hu speaks about the praise of the other. In other words, I mean, it's an Anil Dodi, the Dodi relationship. In other words, we call Israel speak about a Kadosh Baruch Hu, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, and he speaks about us, Yisrael, for Yisrael, Goyim Ha'kar. That's the famous Gemara. There's a Kedushas Levi, page 7. It's one of the famous pieces in Kedushas Levi. In the Torah, the Yontif is called Kagamatzos. But we, when we refer to it, when they all refer to it, they call it Pesach. So why don't we call it the same way that Torah calls it, Kagamatzos? They could run to the Torah, look for Yontif, it's the same Pesach. So call the Torah, look for Yontif, it's the same Kagamatzos. It says that Jesus may be an exceed, and even don't need, and don't believe. Right? We speak about the praise of the Ribbono Shel Olam, and the Ribbono Shel Olam speaks about our praise. Heinu she'anu manikim tefillin, see v'hem shevach shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Baruch Hu manikim tefillin, she'kodesh shevach shel Yisrael. V'zeh muvan matzichos v'tana v'el yod, the mitzvah l'pasaper shvachon shel Yisrael. It's a mitzvah to say nice things about Klal Yisrael, to say nice things about other Jews. Somebody says a nice thing about another Jew or about Klal Yisrael, that gives HaKadosh Baruch Hu nachas. He says, Shem Sapir Shvachim Shal Yisrael. Kenir Hatam, Yishem Da'osu Lasir Das Mitzvillin. Right, there's a halacha when you put on tefillin that you're not supposed to be Masir Das. So, in other words, we always have to be osik b'tefillin. So, what does that mean? So, we know that really there's a mitzvah to wear tefillin the whole day. The Prima Gadim has a discussion whether that's a mitzvah daraisa or only mitzvah midrabanan. But what's the hashkafa behind it? Mitzvah kol adam lasak tamid b'tefillin, dahainu olasapir hashevach shel Yisrael, dahainu tefillin de mari alma, sekotra m'shevach shel Yisrael tamrinim, tefillin de mari alma b'aksibuhu, mikam ka Yisrael, olasapir b'shevach shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to tefillin shel Yisrael, sekotra m'hem shevach Hashem Yisbarach. In other words, a person should always, should never be masiach das from tefillin. Meaning, he should either think about God's tefillin of the mikam ka Yisrael goyach, or think about our tefillin of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So Tamid Anu Misabim Shevach Hashem Yisbarach, Hashem Yisbarach Misabim Shevach Yisrael. So Yinei Chag HaMatzos, so the Torah calls Pesach Chag HaMatzos, because Chag HaMatzos is a praise to Klal Yisrael. That Klal Yisrael was Mezareis to leave Mitzrayim on time, and they didn't have time to bake because they were running out and they were so mezuros. It teaches the praise of Klal Yisrael. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu refers to the holiday, he refers to the holiday by praising us, by calling it Chag HaMatzos. Hayom v'sabbatim, magim shvachim shel Yisrael. Chag HaMatzos she'ofu v'sabbatim, uzeh nikra Torah Chag HaMatzos. Anu, second line from the bottom, Korim Ayyonta B'Shem Pesach. But we, when we refer to the holiday, we don't speak about our praise, we speak about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's godless. So we speak about Amartam Zevach Pesach, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Pesach. So Shevach Hashem Yisparach, Al Derech HaPesach, Anibu Dodi, Kedodi Ui. So that's the... that's the correlation here. That we speak about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks about us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tefillin, it says, Mikam Ka Yisrael, Goyachad Ba'aretz. Our tefillin, it says, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And that's the idea not to be Masiach Das from tefillin, that you should always think about these ideas of Shvachan Shal Yisrael. Because people always have a tendency to want to knock other people, to say bad things about people. And we should always try to be able to say Shavachim of Yisrael, and that gives HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nachas Ruach. And we should always think about the Achdus Hashem Yisbarach. So therefore, the Torah calls the Yontif of Pesach Chag HaMatzos, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is speaking about our praise that we were Mezoris to bake the matzos and to leave Mitzrayim on time. But when we refer to the holiday, we refer to it praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I think that's a big mutzah haskel that we should always look at it. There's no individual in the world that you can't criticize, you can't knock. But we should always, like the Noam Elimelech says, we should be able to be roer malas chaveiro v'los chesronos of. But also in our speech, we should always try to speak about the shvach of people, shvach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and always in relationships to try to speak about the shvach of that person. And the other person should think of the shvach of the other person. And that's the Amilu Dodi Dodi Li relationship. So now, getting back to the Achri Tvua on page 4. Right, we saw the Rashi and the Gemara Zvachim, and even though Achatas is Nikrav Kodem to Ola, even though the Chatas is Nikrav Kodem to Ola, that the Ola should be brought on the Mizbeach first. So why is the Chatas written first? Lo Yidimo Elo LeMikra. That when you read the Pasuk, you should speak about the Ola first. So says the Achri Tvua, Echad Lo'olo V'chad Chattas. Kosev Rashi, Lo Yidim HaKosev, Elo L'mikra. Aval Akra V'chattas Kodem Lo'olo, Yishni Ten Tamaze, Al-Pi Machem Vuhur, B'Sefer Kedushas Levi. So the Achri Tvua says that based on the Kedushas Levi, we can explain what's the idea that when we bring the Korban, we bring the Chattas Kodem Lo'olo. But when we speak about the olah first. So first he quotes the Kedushas Levi, which we just saw ourselves, so we don't have to read it again. And then he quotes the Gemara in Brachas, right? So look on the second column on page 5, the top line. Was the Ola is a present to God. It's Kulul Hashem. The Chatas is really for our own self. Our own kapara. We did an avera. We need a chatas. Chatas from mechaper salenu. Okay, now I'm tzrichim lukros as haola kodem. So Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the way we do it is like this: when we read the Torah, when we're speaking, so we're speaking about the ola first because we're giving the praise of Hakadosh Baruch Hu first. The ola is kula Hashem. That represents the Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. So that's why when we're speaking, when we're reading, we read about the ola first. That the Iker is the Shvach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, but when I want you to be Makriv, so we're, it's like, so to speak, reading the Torah, speaking out the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says back to us, but when I'm mitzvah you to do the mitzvah, I care about you first. And therefore, do the chatas, which is your kapara, and then the ola. We're going to speak about the ola, because we're going to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but he back is mandating us to bring the Seira Kabanas, have the ola, have the chatas first, because he's concerned about us, we're concerned about him. And that's a big yisod. Of course, every individual has their own needs and own concerns. It's always important never to forget about the other person's concerns. And here, with the relationship of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael, that's the way it is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is concerned about our Shevach, our Kavod, and we're concerned about his Kavod. And that's the Mitam Chai Yisrael, and that's the, why we call it Chag HaPesach, and he calls it Chag HaMashos, and that's the three Tavuos Pshat in Echad La'ola Ve'Echad L'Chatos. And we see the same thing that Moshe Shapiro pointed out today, I should say, over this Medrash, famous Medrash, page 8, in Parashas Matos, with the Melchama B'Midyan. It says, Allah says, Nikmas Hashem B'Midyan. Right? In other words, we went to war with Midyan, because Midyan tripped us up. They made us sin with the Zionists and all that. So we have to go to war with B'Midyan. So what is the war about? Is it for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's honor that it was to kill Hashem, or is it for our honor? So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what is the HaKadosh Baruch Hu around here, but it's made itself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, go out and fight. He said, go out and fight to be no pain in the covenant of Bnei Yisrael. But when Moshe speaks to the people, he says, we're going to fight for the covenant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You go show me. God will have you this guy. I'm a Moshe. You go to the Lord. And you are a real. Come here. This is all you. Show me what's on the. And Rodney McCoran. She was told this. You got a common shalcha. But it's on one hand. So when Hashem says it's your covenant, they got you to trip you up to sin. Right? The Benos Midian, whatever. But we're saying it's you violated your Torah, so it's your covenant. So when Hashem's saying, go fight, go, Hashem says to Moshe, fight the war of Nikmas Bnei Israel. But when Moshe says, he says back, no, it's going to be the Muhammad of Nikmas Hashem. Each one caring about the covenant of the other one. And that's the idea of the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, which we're all familiar with. Karek Vav Pasuk Gimel, Anid L'Dodi, V'Dodi Li Haroa B'Shoshanim. Oh. But this pasuk, Rabosai, as the Gemara in Brachas quoted already, this pasuk of Anila Dodi Vidodi Li is basically a paraphrase of a pasuk in Kisavo. There's a pasuk in Kisavo, page 11, Es Hashem Emarta Hayom, Yotzul Chol Elokim, Lechaz Bidrochav Lishma Chukav Mitzvosok. In other words, you, Hashem Emarta Hayom. It's a question, what did that word mean? Rashi says, we don't have a precedence for this word in the Torah, Emarta. So he says, Loshon HaFrosha V'Havdola. In other words, you singled out God as your God. So then it says, Hashem Hamircha Hayom. And God singles out you as his nation. And that's Amibu Dodi Vidodi,
and that's this whole notion of Akamatso, Sakavesa, Ola, Atlas, Atlas, Ola, Nikmas Bnei Israel, Nikmas Hashem, all the same idea repeating itself again and again and again. But Rabosai is yet one other idea that the Orz Arua has. It's a very important Orz Arua.
And he has an additional interpretation of how we fulfill the command of Hashem and Martha Hayom.
And he says like this.
Page 13. The Tiknu Rabbeinu, the Hosifu Mizmor and Mechamed Shams.
Now, as we've noticed, Sukkei Dezimra on Shabbos is longer than the Sukkei Dezimra during the week. What is this all about? Why is there more Mizmor on Shabbos? And we should come to Shul on time so we should be able to say these extra Mizmor, even though they're not poop or whatever, but still, they were on this note to say on Shabbos morning, all the extra was lower. All these, and then Nishmat Chokai, Mateo Kahone Luka. So look at the second column, fourth line at the bottom in the middle.
The mirror of Amen, the high commandments of people, it is what the Shabbos. The action comes from the water of the Shabbos, 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 the Shabbos. As I'll say the following, Dhammer of Minutes, take a look. The Medrash says that the Pasuk that the Malachim have six wings. Malachim have started calling about the Shavua. So every day of the week, one of the Kafayim of the Malachim is saying, one of the wings is moving to say Shira of the Malachim.
That's it, that's only six, 7 days. And Shesh Rabbi and Shesh Yom, and Yom HaShabbat, and Yom HaShabbat, and Yom HaShabbat, and Yom HaShabbat, and Yom HaShabbat,
you don't have the seventh wing to give Zmiro to Shira to the Kachbarah.
Yom HaShabbat, and 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 Yom
that the tzaddik, the Klal Yisrael, they're the seventh month. And their day is of Zmiros, and that's one of the makaras for both sides, seeing Zmiros of the Shabbos.
This Kazakh.
That this is the seventh wing. And that's why we have the elongated Sukkei the Zimra. Because this is the seventh wing. Sheikh Rafayim and Malachim have the 6 days of the week. But we are the man of the sphere, but that's what Chazal said.
But said man, we are the ruler of the Nirv, Amen. What's the source of this marriage? I need to see this Hashem of Marga Hayom. Lomar, Hayom, and Yuch.
Hayom, not a special day. As Hashem, in other words, this concept of Ani Udoki Udoki Li, the way we can express it, our praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shabbos is a special day to do so. Our turn comes on Shabbos. Shabbos is our day off, but it's our day off. Because it's the day that now, Es Hashem Hemarta Hayom, this is the day where you express your Avas Hashem, your uniqueness, and you sing aloud HaKadosh Baruch Hu as your
Mela. Hashem and Martha, I know your Yuka, the Bela. That's why Yehudi,
the don't believe. So our turn comes on Shabbos.
Don't be Yom HaMiyuchad. I'm Shabbos. Hashem and Yehudi Yom Shabbat for Yosef in Malachi and Shabbos. And I'm going to try to get more pleasure with our heroes and actually the Zimra on Shabbos than he does with all the Malachi and singing the rest of the world. And this is quoted in Tosafot in Sanhedrin, believe it or not, on page 15. From the Tshuva Sagaonim, take a look. The Baal Tosafot. Lama Zayin and Beish. Kras ha'art mir shamanu. Kosev the Tshuva Sagaonim, she'ein b'nei Eretz Yisrael omen kudusha el b'shabes. That b'nei Eretz Yisrael only said kudusha on Shabbos. They had a minute only to say kudusha on Shabbos. We say kedusha the whole week, but there was a minute only to say kedusha on Shabbos. You see, I don't say the high level, not to overshare others. We don't say it at all. If you're not going to hire you, they have a problem with also law. They will open up. They have a thousand we saw. So the word that Roy used it in the context to explain the Sukkot and Zimra. We and he added also the concept of Biros. And the consumers have known him said that to the community of Israel, and he only said, what? Kedusha on Shabbos, because that's the and the Baruch Hashim law, basically always not that much owner of one of Shir's Denmark, not the heart, Biros, Manu, Sweet, Hatzah.
And Shabbos is a time not only between us and the Sparkle, it's time also relationships with people that there's more time to focus, to speak, to have Dibre Shevach one to the other. That's Hashem Hemartov, Hashem Hemirchov. The Yoshiva Rebbe, the Be'er Moshe, on page 16, he added an added nofach to this thing. Rebbe's different pasuk from Fenel Divrei Or Zarua. Ki Amarta Hayom Ola Digmatria Mechuvan Hashabbos. That the Gematria of Amarta Hayom is the Gematria of Hashabbos. Based, and that's the idea that the Or Zarua is saying. That Amarta Hayom, the Iker time of the Anilo Dodi, Hashem Amircha, is on Shabbos. And then he quotes the whole thing of the Tzolon of Kosh Baruch Hu, etc. Let's now tie all this in to Shabbos Parshas HaChodesh. And I think it ties in beautifully. Again, you saw that we're saying this mutual reciprocal relationship one to the other, the other for a struggle between people, one to the other, always look, say, Dibrei Shevach. Some people, they don't say Dibrei Shevach, so it's a special idea to say Dibrei Shevach to your friends, to say some Dibrei Shevach one to the other. Always look for opportunities to say Dibrei Shevach to somebody else. And he'll say, Benjamin, back to you. That's the relationships with people, the relationships with husband and wife, relationships with your boyfriend and relationships with family. So, even though you don't believe, they are interested, Hashem is interested in our kapara, in our matters, we're interested in the Olam. So, we're mapping in the pasuk where we say the Olam, but when we practice, HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling us, I'm more interested in your kapara, I'm interested in your karmic matters. Kodesh Nisan. Kodesh Hazer Lachem. There's a sentence. Even who Tishrei Rosh Hashanah Roshanah. Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah Roshanah. Mitzad Abriya who arishes l'chol ha'nivroi. Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world. Hayom haras olam. Adam was created. Adam was created. That was the Tishrei and the Tzadriya, that's the year. Among the Israel, this is the Rosh Hashanah. Even the
When did Hashem say originally, yes, Hashem and Yerkhayo? When did that point that the Rebbe picks us out to be the Amskula is called the Shisa?
When we come out of Mitzrayim. And so HaKadosh Baruch Hu created our physical bodies of mankind, Tishrei, the human race, creates the Tishrei. But the Pira Malisar, the concept of Hashem and Martha, I know, originally, that took place. And that's when we become the honorary touch. Abdul is looking at the Lord. See, after that, I'm trying to is looking at and God will reach him after he goes to their home. You know, the famous Chazal, that of course some of the sin is even greater than physical damage. So hence, in a positive way, to become the Amtsugula is even greater than our original creation. So when we create it physically in Tishrei, when we get the show at the Baruch Hu,
and we are again. And we have Seder, we have our mitzvahs and our matzahs, and the Kodesh Nisan is when this whole thing began. The whole Alimudoti, the Doti Ali, the whole Hashem Alirha, Hashem Amarta. It all begins with this month. This is not called Shatan Lachem, it follows. And one could add perhaps another Kodesh. That Chodesh Hazal Lachem is the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. It's also, on one hand, Holy in the Moon, which I'm going to borrow, is orchestrating the moon and the sun and the planets. But on the other hand, I've got a problem said to you, to us. I said, people will talk about Hashem. You are the one who's going to decide when we're Chodesh. And even if the moon is there, and you decide it's not the proper time, so you have a right not to accept the Eden. And whatever you decide. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on one hand, is creating the Kochavim and the Mazalos for us. But at the same time, he's giving us the covet of being the ones to be koveya when it is. Shalom al pi heva. Whatever you need of this. Hashem Amarta Hayom, Hashem Amircha Hayom. And this is it's always, you know, sometimes people take it for granted. We don't realize the importance of what we, our words. You say Divrei Shevach to somebody, you can raise them up. But if you, even if there are two things, maybe we'll have a share on this in the future, but not to say something, not to say Divrei Shevach, or to say, to speak in a disparaging way to somebody, to hurt the person's feelings. So that's the opposite of this idea. And always, and that's what Zmiras Shabbos are about. And that's what brings closeness. Because you know what it says in the Chassidish Svarim? What does Miros mean? Zober is our place to live over, meaning prune. And you have wild bushes, you have to prune them down, and that's Zober, right? Zober is our place. So normally, it could be a wall between. may not send up on the Baruch Hu. It could be the shrub, the bush tree, to give us up on the Baruch Hu. But we say Sheva, up on the Baruch Hu, the chopping down, the Zohar, the chopping down those machines that are existing between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that brings it closer. And that brings any two people closer. When you stop there at the Sheva, one to the other, you say the Sheva of this person, this person, the Sheva of you, the things that you have next. That's the yichud coming together, and that's especially the zman of Shabbos, because the zman of Shabbos is that zman coming together. And we know al pi kabbalah, that's what lachadoli is all about. It's the yichud hashkina. It's you know al pi kabbalah. We said al pi kashrus. But the whole idea of Chadodi with Haskala is that Shin is for Galusa, and the different parts, we don't understand what this means. It's esoteric, but the different parts to the Rebbe Shalom. And the Shabbos, they all come together. That's Tigavna, that's what Tigavna is all about, the Yichud Hashkina. But even on a simple level, it's a time that people get together, people. The Shamas get together. It's the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Klal Yisrael, Hashem Emarta, Hashem Amircha, but it all starts with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the idea of always trying to be concerned with the other person's needs. And the other person's Sheva. Each one can be concerned about the other. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is concerned about our happiness. We're concerned about his own. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is calling it Kagamatos. We're calling it and that's what brings it all together. That's Hashem Amarta, Hashem Amircha, that's the concept of Zmiros. And then when you're thinking about each other and you're singing Zmiros, you're singing the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what in essence are you doing? You're chopping down, you're being Zomer, you're chopping down the machitzas that exist between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you and another person, and there's Hashem that will bring the Gula Shleim of Impenet.